Hi everyone, welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 657. I came across this class from a long time ago and I figured it's relevant for today, so I will repeat. Have a great Shabbos. Yesterday was Pesach Sheni, which is the second appearance, the second opportunity for Pesach. I figured, even though I missed it yesterday because there is no Take 10 on Sunday, I'll take the second chance to be able to do it today. Let's talk about this and see where it's from and where it has come. So in Bamidbar Perek Tes, we have this interesting story. So the beginning of the chapter, it talks about how it's the second year, okay, it's the month of Nisan, b'chodesh rishon. It's exactly a year since they were told about HaChodesh HaZalachem. They were told about what's going to happen on the night of Pesach. And they're told that they should make the Korban Pesach yom b'chodesh hazeh ben harabayim in the afternoon of the 14th, taso asav mo'ado, do it in its proper time, kichol chukosav v'chol mishpatav, ta'asu oso, do it with all its laws, v'idavar Moshe el b'nei Yisrael la'asos ha'pasach. And Moshe speaks to the Jewish people to do the Pesach, meaning he instructs them to do as God said, which is kind of copy and paste from last year. Last year they did the 14th of Nisan, and what happened was that later that night they got out of Egypt, and so too this year they're going to be doing the Korban Pesach again, but of course without getting out of Egypt because they're already a year out. And so indeed they did. They did exactly as they were commanded, so this is Pesach 2.0. Okay, so then, there were some people who could not make it to Pesach number 2. They couldn't do it because they were tamei, they were ritually impure. This was not an issue. The first time around, there was nobody who was ritually impure. And they weren't able to make the Pesach on that day. And so they came to Aaron and Moshe. They wanted to appeal, figure out what they could do. And Moshe says, hold on, and let me find out, because it was a good question. There were people who were tummy, there were people who were not able to get near the Korban Pesach because they were ritually impure. They wanted to know, lamani gara, like, why are we any different? Why do we lose out? It seems like the tumah, them becoming tamei, was not their fault, because had it been their fault, they wouldn't be able to use the phrase lamani gara. But it seems that it was not their fault, and therefore they asked and they appealed. What could they do? And God responds to Moshe, I'll tell you. If they're tamei, oh, he adds, or if they're in a distant place, they were not able to make it back in time to bring the Korban Pesach, so go make a Pesach. Do it on the 14th day, but a month later, in the second month, that's the month of Iyar, and that's what was yesterday, al matos umrorim yochluhu, you also have to have it with matzah and mar. Lo yashum imenu ad boker, so some of the laws remain. You can't leave it overnight. You have to finish it that night. Ve'etzam lo yishperubo, and you have to eat it al hasova. It's referred to as when you're full, and you're not going to be eating it voraciously, and you're not going to tear a bone or break a bone. So you got to keep the same laws that you had to keep for the first time around. Lo yesha shahu tahor, uvederech lo haya. But let's say a person was tahar and he was on a far distance or a far journey. If a person, this is not the type of situation that you could just, you know, it's an alternate date. It's not an alternate date. You had to have been in a situation where you couldn't have done it the first time. Because he didn't bring the karban, he will bear that sin. And it's a pretty big sin. The sin of not bringing a karban Pesach, as the pasuk says here, is v'nichrasa ha'nefesh, the punishment of karet, which is, you know, associated with eating on Yom Kippur. Pretty serious things. Okay, and he says, a ger, the sojourner, somebody who has come of late, will also be obligated in the general laws of the Korban Pesach. And so here we have this introduction to Pesach Sheni, where there's the Pesach, which is the second Korban Pesach after the year one, and that's the second Korban Pesach, but there's some people who miss it because they are Tamei. They want a do-over, and God says, you know what, you can have a do-over, but only you, only the people who are either Tamei, and also he introduces this idea of being B'derech Rechoka. Okay, really interesting. These laws aren't presented forthright. They're presented in a question-answer format, right? What if there weren't people who were tamei the first time around? But Rashi says, Re'uya haisa parsha zud lehi ha'amer al yidei Moshe, kasha'a kala tarakula. Really, This could have been a Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar type of thing, where, you know, just let's say there's going to be somebody who misses it, here's what you should do. It didn't have to be in this Q&A form where you have these people who are trying to figure out what they should do in an eventuality. It could have been an eventuality. It didn't have to be a real scenario. Rather, Rashi says, El Shazachu Eile Shatiyamar Al Yideyam, these people who came to ask the question, they merited that this halacha be taught through them, Shemagalglan Zachus Al Yidezakai. Because we allow good things to happen by good people. Now, who are the good people? What exactly was this? So the Gemara debates exactly what these people had done, which made them tamei. Okay, so one opinion, it's Gemara Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei. The first opinion is, who were they? No say Arono Shal Yosef Haya. The first opinion says they carried the Aron of Yosef. The second opinion, that's Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, no, Mishael de Al Tzafon. He uses the context really in the Torah itself, Mishael ve'al tzafon haya shahiv oskim v'nadav v'avihu. There were people who brought the bodies of Nadav v'avihu out of the Kodesh, out of the Mishkan, after they were killed in Parsha Shemini. We just read about this in Achrimos as well. And so those people who were still Tamei, they were the ones who were not able to make it in time for the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees, because he says both of those don't make any sense. He says, Im no se arono sha Yosef, if it's the Yosef people, kvar hayu chol l'tahir. They had plenty of time. I mean, Yosef's bones were brought a long time ago. Im yishal v'al tzafon haya, or at least even if they were still being carried, you would still have the opportunity to put them down and to figure out a way to become tahor. Im yishal v'al tzafon hayu chol l'tahir. Even if it was yishal v'al tzafon, there was plenty of time. Ala oskim b'meis mitzvah hayu. Rather, these are people who are busy with somebody who just happened to die. Okay, and that's why it was not possible for them to become tahar in time. Either way, Rashi's point is these were good guys, right? They did something right, and they were doing a mitzvah. Either Aron Shel Yosef, Mishael ve'al Tzafon, who are helping with Nadav Aviu, or it was a meis mitzvah. Either way, they were all good people, and that's why they merited this. Now, God introduces, but what if the person's very far away? He doesn't have necessarily a good reason for it. It sounds like he should have done what he can, but that doesn't necessarily indicate that he's doing the right thing. So it's not just this is for mitzvah observers. Could be for people who maybe have been slightly negligent in being so far away. Now, for example, the Rambam includes mishishagag, a person who accidentally doesn't do it, or shishagag v'lo hikriv barishon, a person who makes a mistake, he didn't know he was supposed to do it. In such a situation, there's a little bit more of a liberal reading of this. It's not just a person who is stuck far away, or a person who was tamei mace, or tamei in some way that would not allow them to do so, but it could have been referring to others as well, and this is their opportunity to do what they had missed the first time around. Now, he even extends this to somebody who was hezed v'lo hikriv barishon harizem akriv b'sheni. Even if a person didn't do it purposefully, you would be allowed to do it on the second time around. But if you didn't, and even if the second time around was because of an unforeseeable thing that you couldn't help, you still get the kares, the punishment from the first time around, because you missed it on purpose. So Korban Pesach is obviously extremely important, but Pesach Sheni is really tolerated by a lot of people. Anybody who hadn't brought the first one could bring the second one. As a matter of fact, if you were, let's say, a ger, a convert who converted between the first Pesach and the second Pesach, you would be chayav to bring the second one. And a katan also, a katan who shehigdil, a minor who has his bar mitzvah, now has the obligation to go and to bring it the second time around. And the second time around, though, if you only had the obligation to bring it then, you don't get kares for having missed that. Okay, so what's the difference? So the Gemara says, what's the difference between the first one and the second one? Ma bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. So the Gemara says, HaRishon Aser B'Vayirah V'Yimatzah. There's no chametz around anywhere. Right, when it comes to the first one that we know about, Sheni chametz and matzah imu b'vayis, chametz and matzah you have together while you're eating the Korban Pesach. Harishon ton halal b'achilaso, v'Sheni ain't a ton halal b'achilaso. There's no halal that needs to be said with the second one, and either one, both of them do require halal while you do bring the Korban, but not when you eat it later. Both of them are also eaten roasted. They're eaten with matzah and the maror, and they are dochenes haShabbos. If Shabbos comes out on this day of Pesach, you're going to bring the korban. Now, interestingly, this is, nowadays, really observed with just a semblance of people eat matzah. That's the minug to eat matzah on that day. But there's a lot of depth over here. This is associated with Chabad, but really comes way earlier. The idea that the people who are tamei nefesh, they're distant. They're distant in some way from God spiritually, or they're literally b'derech rechoka, distant. They have another opportunity. They have this second chance, and Pesach Sheni is the remez to tshuva. The Charedim says this in the 16th century already. It's been very much popularized by Chabad, but nowadays it's been popularized, this idea has been popularized by everyone. Pesach Sheni has become like this day of redemption, of renewal, the opportunity to accept those who may have been otherwise excluded. Pay attention to different events you might see, things you might hear, but that's the idea of Pesach Sheni. Perhaps it's about second chances. It's about second chances for really important things. The Chinuch says really important things like Pesach had to be done, and because they had to be done, there was no choice. If you missed it the first time, you had to do it again.